Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Someone who's been with me for most of that time is our good friend Skip Miller. M3 Learning, is that right, Skip?
M3Learning.com, and actually the book Outbounding can be pre-ordered on Amazon now.
All right.
So you just go on Outbounding on Amazon. You can put a pre-order. November 3rd, my birthday, election day, and my book's coming out. Big three things on November 3rd.
Big day. So you're going to launch it on the show, right? That's the deal.
You bet.
All right.
Yeah, we always have.
Yep, there you go. So on Outbounding, that's what we've been talking about. So wrap it up for us, Skip. What else do we need to know about Outbounding?
Good old-fashioned D-School prospecting. Yeah, Jim, I did a lot of research. I took a lot of good companies who do Outbounding really, really well. And, you know, there's a couple of things that really stood out to me. And I think the biggest one was the number of touches. So in a two-week window, if you want to go after 10 people, I'm going to go after these 10 people, 20 people, whatever it is. In a two-week window, and a touch is defined by, it's a phone call is a touch. A voicemail is a touch. An email is a touch. A LinkedIn is a touch. A direct mail is a touch. You can do up to 10 to 12 touches in a two-week window. And every time I tell that to somebody, they go, well, that's spammy. But the buyer appreciates your hustle. You're trying to get a message across, as long as it's not all about you. It's more about me. And you could go up 10 to 12 touches in a two-week window trying to get the buyers, you know, to just respond. And it's not spammy. Everybody I talk to, well, I sent them an email a week ago. I've sent an email and a phone call. That's it. 10 to 12 touches. So
yeah. In
your cadences and your sequencing, you know, really start ramping it up. The guys, think all your customers have ADD.
But
if you email them on Monday, by Wednesday, they forgot about it already.
Well, so another thing though, takeaways. Skip, I'm still, I know my old school, Hey Boomer stuff is coming out here, but I'm still believe that the things you just described don't take long to do. And so get those done. Yeah, go ahead and do all those touches you just said, all those virtual touches. In the meantime, try to find a way to get a referral and do that simultaneously,
yeah.
Right? I mean, but here's a question for you before we wrap up. Do you think, and I don't mean this in any kind of a judgmental way, but I just wonder if the current crop of professional salespeople have gotten so soft with inbounding, with people finding them their leads, that they don't have the grit to do outbounding like we would have done it back when we didn't have inbounding. What do you think? Are they stepping up? Can they step up?
Two things on that, and I did quite a bit of research on this. Number one, that muscle is atrophied, or they've never really had to use it. And quite frankly, when they applied for a job, it wasn't part of the job description.
Right.
Hey, I didn't know I had a prospect. That wasn't part of my job. I didn't sign up for that. So that muscle has got to be accepted that people want to do it. In my opinion, Jim, it's a manager issue. If managers make it part of their culture, make it fun, put goals, coach effectively to it, people will do it. I mean, there's nothing more exciting than when you get an actual prospect down the line and they go, wow, this might really be helping.
But you're bringing up a good point.
We're going to help people.
You're bringing up a good point. This is where your management, sales management expertise comes in. If you're in sales management or if you're the owner of the company, you need to be talking to whoever's hiring your next crop of salespeople and start hiring people who have that grit, because they are out there. I know them. I mean, I've seen them. I know companies who have these people who are, I mean, these guys are fearless. These girls, these ladies, these men, they're fearless. And they're ice water in their veins. They're out there, but you have to hire for them. You have to interview for that, don't you?
Hire for competitiveness and persistence.
Yeah.
Look for those things. And you'll get winners without a doubt. But it's a muscle that can be worked. People are just afraid of it because they don't know it. Man, I don't want a prospect. I don't. They have that fear of rejection. that if coached well and if put, you know, good metrics together, it's really satisfying
if
on the other side.
You'll
know that as well as I do.
If you interview a young person and during for sales, and sometime during the interview, you don't have to say down boy, then you probably don't have the right person, right?
That's hysterical, please.
Down boy, settle down. Right. Down girl, down girl, down girl, you got the job. I'm going to turn you loose in a minute. Just hang on. Hey, Skip, I got to go for
guys,
I got to let you go. M3Learning.com. Hey, good job today. Come back soon.
Always.
Skip Miller, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best, as you can tell, and we'll get him back again real soon. We got more to learn. In fact, we're going to launch his book in a couple of months. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasting, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Go to the gate and greet him with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.